BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's big podcast. It's all about One Direction. The first part of the show, I'm in a secret location to interview the boys. Then Chris takes over while I'm in traffic. Then I come back to Bumbleo and Alice does Real or No Real. It's quite a show.
This is
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
This is the Scott Mills Show. I'm not Scott Mills, obviously. This is Chris. But Scott's in a secret location right now.
And even though the world wants me to tell you where the secret location is, I'm not. But I'm here and I'm about to interview the biggest band on the planet. One Direction, coming soon on Radio 1.
But I've got control of the buttons for now. This is going to be so much fun. Let's do this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is my favourite. This is so cool. So if I press this button, Scott should appear. Hello, Mills.
Well, obviously there is a button that will allow me to talk, but I don't, like, you don't press a button and I just speak. That's weird.
No.
Because I'm a person.
Anyway, over to you.
Hello. So we are waiting at this secret location. Do you know, I was a little bit worried because I've just been listening to some album tracks from One Direction's new album, Four, just before we came on air. And I took a picture of the phone that I was listening to the tracks on. And I just thought to myself, have I left my location on the phone? Because if I have, then everyone will know where we are. But I haven't, so it's all good. And I know there are people listening right now in Australia that have got school tomorrow and want to sleep. And I also know there are people in America that have woken up especially early to listen to this. And all the UK fans are saying, we've got stuff to do, you know. I know, but we're just waiting for the boys. They've got lots of things to do here today at this secret location. So it's kind of as and when they arrive, really. So just keep playing the hits. Maybe a One Direction one would be good next, Chris, if you've got that.
I can do that. Yeah, I'm ready for this.
And as soon as I get the boys, I will shout, now! Right. And come to me, all right?
Cool.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, obviously, people listening in the UK primarily, but around the world today, all in different time zones, because this is the first time we've heard from One Direction about the new album, 4, on BBC Radio 1. And this is the first time they're talking about it today. I know you're seeing loads of tweets where you are, Chris.
There's loads of hype around this right now. I mean, I take it obviously you haven't got your computer screens in front of you. I'm in control here. But
no,
Amy
I'm just seeing people on Twitter going, where are they?
Yeah. Well, Amy B on Twitter, waiting for One Direction to come on Radio 1. Izzy B, One Direction Radio 1 from 1 o'clock today, can't wait. Loads of people saying, is it going to happen before 1:30? Is it going to happen before 1:30?
We just don't know. We're just waiting to see what happens. And if they turn up, when they turn up, as soon as they turn up, they will be on Radio 1. I will sit them on this large sofa in front of me and I will shove a microphone into their faces, kindly, obviously.
All right. So a few more tunes and then we're ready to go with One Direction.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Jude Dimont on BBC Radio 1, and I am now joined in this secret location by One Direction. Hello,
Scott. Hello.
Hello there.
It's dark in here.
Now, last time, don't say where we are, by the way, because obviously
we don't even know where we are. We were blindfolded.
Do you know where you are?
I'm actually not sure.
They don't tell
us
these days.
Actually, I'm actually not sure where we are.
Well, don't say
me neither. What part?
Don't even guess.
Don't even guess.
Mozambique.
Southwest London, I think, somewhere.
Not even in the UK anymore.
It is last time I saw you was backstage at Radio 1's big weekend. This time I've had to come to you. Yeah. Do you spend a lot of your life in secret locations now? Because remember about a year ago we did One Direction Day in LA. Yeah. That was also in another secret location.
We are actually secret agents. Yeah. And we just don't like to tell anybody where we go.
A1D Day was good, though, wasn't it?
It was good.
Thanks, good
crack.
Scott, good again.
You should do it again, but maybe, because that was like 8 hours on the internet, maybe like 24 next time.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do like a 2-day.
I don't know if you'd be alive after that, Scotty.
Yeah. I wouldn't
be. Tired after that one.
Yeah. We noticed that you're spending all the money on the music videos now. Most notably, you've upgraded the camper van quite a lot in Steal My Girl. What happened to that knackered old one from What Makes You Beautiful? Do you know?
That's a good question. We should try and get our hands on that, boys.
A bit of a keepsake.
Just can you direct these mics a bit better, Liam?
Sorry, Max,
Liam.
Sorry about that.
So you don't know where it went?
No, that's the truth of it, yeah.
That video is so cool. I know it's broken lots of records. What was it like working with Danny DeVito?
It was really good. Like, he's Hollywood royalty, so for him to even want to be in our video is insane.
Yeah.
And it was, it was a really good day.
Yes, Harry. Oh, I thought you were going to talk.
No, I was just getting the hair.
Just getting a bit of fluff off the mic. The new album, which we're going to talk about now before we play Steal My Girl, is released on November the 17th. Have all of you actually heard it all the way through? Obviously, you were there for the making of it, but have you listened to it maybe in a room and been like, that's how the album sounds all together as one?
Well, I don't think we've quite listened to it together.
Start to finish would be a nice process.
Yeah, we should do. We should
maybe
do
sit
that.
Down with a cup of tea.
Spend a few hours afterwards.
I like doing that in the car.
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. When you can, like, focus on it.
Yeah. You must be proud of this.
Yeah, massively. I mean, this is the first album we've proper, like, written on nearly every song,
yeah,
almost. And we were just grateful to have the same team that we used last time, and they just looked up the game.
I think you can tell it's, without giving too much away, I think you can tell it's some of the same team by the sound of it, but it's, I've just heard some tracks. I've heard five tracks, and it sounds incredible. It just sounds big.
What did you hear? What did you hear?
Am I allowed to say the names of them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I
heard Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
I heard Where Do Broken Hearts Go? I heard Spaces, I'm Ready to Run, and the next single.
What was your favourite?
I think the next single is amazing. I also really liked Where Do Broken Hearts Go.
Me too.
What's your favourite?
Where Do Broken Hearts Go, actually.
Harry?
I'm a big fan of the next single.
We can't tell them again.
I don't even know whether we're allowed to say what it's called.
Or not.
Yeah. We've already gone there.
Well, okay. Well, I like...
the next single.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah, I think
which
so.
Which is called?
Yeah.
Changes.
Louis?
I actually like Fireproof, the one we let out for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
how about that?
You
gave it away.
Same page.
Same.
Yeah, right. I agree with Mal. I like Where Do Broken Hearts Go. Yeah.
Speak up, Zach.
It's a good one.
Sorry, that was my bad, Scott.
in your film...
There's a lot to think about, okay? It's pressure.
Try harder.
Matt. In your film, we saw you recording... like everywhere, buses, hotel rooms. What was the experience of recording this album? Did you stay in one place or was it done everywhere again?
Literally everywhere.
Yeah, we recorded most of it in America this summer when we were on tour. So we had they had like a truck that had like a studio, a couple of studios built into it.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, and if you didn't put the aircon on, you'd die. That's true.
MI5, was it MI6? Which one is the right?
Yeah, it was an MOD vehicle or something.
One of them.
They used to use it for recording dodgy people.
Dodgy people.
I think one of the cool things about this one is that like each song might have been recorded in like three different places. So
that's quite good.
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
Everyone at that point, I know you can't see this because it's on the radio, but all three microphones were then on Harry's face.
I think this is the one we're most proud of.
Yeah. Okay.
So far.
Right, so what we're going to do is let's play Steal My Girl and then we'll come back with some more questions with One Direction. You've got a few minutes, right?
Yeah, of course.
We can
okay, thanks. Here's Steal My Girl, One Direction on Radio 1.
Big up.
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That was One Direction and Steal My Girl on BBC Radio 1. There seems to be a bit of an issue as to who wants to hold the mic.
Leah wasn't doing the best job.
I've had enough of that.
There you go, you started wrong there.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, Liam, at the moment, until he loses concentration, Louis is doing a much better job at directing the microphones in front of people's mouths.
I'd have to agree.
Yes, at the moment.
Any comments, Liam?
No.
Yeah, but you're just talking to Liam. Like, if Zayn wanted to say something now, would the microphone be there?
Of course.
Okay.
Sean.
But it doesn't. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, some other questions. We're in a secret location, by the way, because we can't possibly take you to Radio 1 these days. You've not even seen our new building.
No, I want to see the
eighth
floor.
When can we come back?
Well, just wear a disguise or something. I'll get you in it. Oh, you've been in, Harry.
It is hard.
It's hard.
Like, at 3 a.m. we'll go in or something. You mentioned on Twitter you get kind of cabin fever from not being allowed to leave hotels sometimes or secret locations. What happens when you want to go outside but you have to stay in? Like, who goes craziest and what happens?
I just can't be kept inside for that long. It's not fair. I can't deal with it. I've always been quite an outdoorsy kind of person, and now I just stop it. You're gonna get fired too.
The weirdest like date advert for Liam ever.
Yeah. I'm kind of an outdoorsy kind of guy.
I'm an outdoorsy kind of guy.
I am, you know, I'm an adventurer.
It's like take me out.
Sounds fun.
I like to explore.
But is it sometimes where you're like, just get me out of here, like, why can't I leave?
Yeah, we had a bit of a situation. Oh, Harry's holding the mic. We had a bit of a situation. We were in Charlotte, North Carolina about 4 weeks ago, and there was like loads of people outside the hotel, and there was kind of no way of getting out. So me and Liam just like, ended up going crazy in the hotel room.
Until like 6 o'clock in the morning.
You need to do the mic.
Oh,
Oh, you see?
See, I'll have two.
Louis lost control of the mic.
Well, I thought I was coming out, actually, to be fair.
Niall was watching golf till like 5 o'clock in the morning, which was crazy.
Watching what? Golf?
Golf, mate. He was watching. What were you watching?
Ryder Cup.
You love a bit of golf, don't you, Niall? In fact, I saw you on Twitter in bespoke golf trousers, in fact.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Well, the stripy ones. The ones that when we played together, burst the button.
Remember, oh, his trousers and he fell down.
True. Here's a question that so many fans will want to know. How do you get a follow from a One Direction band member on Twitter? What do you have to do?
I think it's pretty random, actually.
Yeah, it is. You don't...
Well, Zane, over to Zane.
It's kind of just random. It's just like...
But what makes you go, I'm going to follow that person?
Maybe we should raise our hand when we want to speak.
I think that might be better.
Or we could actually have five mics, you know what I mean?
Unfortunately. Harry speaking.
Sometimes it's a bit
Harry speaking.
Zane speaking.
I was just going to say, sometimes it's a bit unfair because if somebody's drawn a really good piece of art, like, and they send it to you or whatever, that kind of catches your eye or something. Mm-hmm. But that's just me personally, I don't know.
Yeah, good drawing.
Harry.
Good drawing's always good.
I think the same. It's just some of them, you know, sometimes someone just writes you a nice little polite tweet. But then, like, do you know what? Yeah, I will. Yeah, actually.
But then there must be so many you just don't see.
Like, cause I think that's, yeah.
Yes, Zane? Louis, microphone.
Oh, sorry, I was having my own conversation.
They're still paying the mortgage payments on the new buildings. They can't
just
get the...
Follow as many as you can, I guess.
I don't even think Scott was listening then, Zane.
No.
You're terrible.
Niall was listening to this show last week and commented on the Ariana Grande story.
Yeah.
So when she was at the Teen Awards, someone shouted across the room, "All right, Ariana," and she said,
"I can't even see you."
I can't even see you, which could be the best pop star comeback ever. I genuinely think that she couldn't see him. I don't think she could. But if she maybe didn't recognise him and was pretending she couldn't see him.
What does that even mean?
I think it's like, she was just like looking and went, "I can't even see you," but it could be a massive, like, it could be, you're irrelevant, I don't even know who you are.
Not on the radar.
It was really funny, I just thought that.
Big, and that she was surprised that she couldn't see him.
Yeah. Is there anything that any of you at some point have said to someone and afterwards you've gone away and thought, they must think I'm a right diva? Like, not on purpose.
No, but do you know what? When we were filming the Steal My Girl video, one of the directors called Gabe Turner, right?
What?
And he's like a proper lad.
What?
Right? And he's pretty down to earth. He's got a lovely family, nice new daughter. Congratulations,
sure.
Gabe.
Yep.
And he didn't think anyone was around. And there was a runner next to him. And I was stood right behind him and he went, "Yeah, can I have a vanilla latte with a shot of that caramel creamer?" Right? And then, like, sent this runner off to get his coffee and then turned around. And I stood right behind him like, that was a disgrace.
I love it.
He was very embarrassed.
Has anyone bought your sick off eBay yet?
Whoa, I saw that thing. That's weird.
This is Harry's...
It just took a very strange turn.
I know, I just wanted to ask.
This is from creamer, wasn't it?
No, it's from the night out where I think you went out and then maybe you were sick on the freeway in LA or something. And then someone maybe picked it up.
I'd been on a hike.
What were they picking up on a very long hike.
Yeah, what was their actual technique for picking it up?
I don't know how. Maybe they scooped it up like a poop scooper.
Maybe. Like a Chinese Tupperware box.
Did you see it on eBay?
I just woke up the next morning and I was on Twitter and I just saw this thing of you just like, what, in the road?
He's been on a very long...
It's worrying. This is the world we live in.
What was it, a hike?
He didn't ask
if I was all right.
Yeah. Are you okay? Were you okay?
I mean, now, it was about 3 weeks ago, so I'm fine.
He's gone off the rails.
I felt sick for I'm all right.
You're good.
You went to rehab.
Actually, hang on.
With One Direction live on Radio 1 in a secret location. Okay, the next few questions I would like you to answer honestly. They can't really be yes or no. If someone doesn't feel comfortable answering, then elaborate. Somebody else, okay?
Superb. Yeah. On our toes.
Have any of you ever got a girlfriend just for the winter?
What do you mean?
I just thought I'd point it.
Not on purpose.
On purpose. You know, because it's like it gets colder, it's Christmas,
winter.
You need someone to cuddle.
It's darker. It's an interesting thought process.
Has that ever happened to any of you? Zane, sorry.
No.
Who's written that question? Is that one of yours, Scott? Or
might be.
Yeah.
What, as in you aim to just have the girlfriend for the winter,
and then when it gets a bit like
I don't think, then does it get too hot
for a girlfriend? I don't know.
Well, you just think, do you know what? I don't think I'm going to get enough Christmas presents this year.
That's exactly
first day of spring.
So I get
see you later.
Niall, do you want anything to add?
No, I don't. I've never done that.
Okay. No, I don't.
Get a girlfriend for the winter.
Next question.
The winter.
This is to Zane. Can I really dance at your wedding? Perry said I could.
Wow.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, awesome.
I've seen you dancing.
You're very good.
Thank you.
You're
amazing. I'm really good.
So, yeah,
week six.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening.
Congrats, by the way.
Okay, yeah, that's the next question.
Very good at that.
Next question. Dancing. Can I win Strictly Come Dancing, honestly?
I urge you to fix you've already won.
I think you can.
You think I can? How?
To fix.
Maybe the campaign starts here. Right here.
I think
Scott,
you just need to maybe point your toes a little bit better.
Thanks.
And the hands just need to be a little bit more straight, and especially in the more the ballroom.
I love the face expressions.
To get like an 8 or a 9.
It's all about the face expressions.
Yeah. Concentration.
You look like you want it, yeah.
Yeah. and one more question. Are any of you worried about what's on your iCloud now that hackers can get in?
Do you know what? When I landed at an airport like a month ago, and I came out the door, and there was this guy with this video camera, and the first thing he said, it was the first thing I heard as I walked out, he went, "Do you have any nudes on the cloud?" I said, "Yeah, loads."
Did you?
No.
Nothing to worry about.
No.
To be fair, I've never used iCloud, but I have been tempted. But since this.
Are you still on the Nokia 3310?
Truth be told, I am. No,
it's not a very complicated hack.
Is it not?
No.
What, have you done it?
No, iCloud's like, apparently it's like the only thing left where the security thing is security questions, and there's only like 4, and it's like your mother's maiden name, so people can just like Google what
pretty
people's
easy.
mother's maiden names are.
Scott, look at this. Zane's not changed.
What is that?
I don't know. It looks like an antique, doesn't it?
Is that your phone? Yeah. What's the ringtone on that, please?
Should we have a look?
Can we listen, please?
Do you know? I don't know how to work that, Zane.
LED screen.
Well, it's for those of you who can't see this, it's
nice M10.
It's an old phone. Well, it's not actually it's an older phone than you'd imagine a member of One Direction to have.
It's got Snake 2 on it.
It's got Snake 2.
Snake 2, yeah.
Have you ever seen the video of what happens when you win Snake?
No.
Nothing happens.
Well, after all that?
It like goes, well done.
Okay. No way.
Slightly upgraded, though. Slightly upgraded.
It's more polyphonic, that's for sure. It's on a xylophone.
Fans are coming on.
And there we are, and that's what happens when Zane from One Direction's phone rings. And that's the end of the interview, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck with 4,
good
this brilliant new album.
Dancing and that.
On the dancings. Thank you very much.
Seven!
It's got to win.
Seven! It's good to see you. Thank you very much. This has been One Direction live on Radio 1.
Thank you, Scott.
There you go.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I kind of feel like we've all learnt a lot from that interview. I mean, it was chaos at times, granted, but they discussed a lot of things. They discussed golf, how to get a follow from One Direction, being locked in hotel rooms and going crazy. I think there was something there about caramel creamers. I kind of feel like I need to listen back. Being sick on a motorway, that was on, and nudes on the iCloud. So I think a real comprehensive kind of, I don't know, I feel like we've all learned something here from One Direction. And thank you, Scott. Loads of people getting in touch on Twitter. Ellie says, I love how they all sort of swerved the girlfriend for winter question. And Clopio says, polyphonic, ho! But I kind of feel like I need to give it the full effect. You got it? You ready, producer Chris? Can we do this properly?
Yes.
Ready? Polyphonic, ho!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sail, AWOL Nation here on Radio 1. So it's me, Chris Stark, just holding the fort, really. Is that the right phrase? I can't remember what we said yesterday. Holding the fort's the right way to say it. Until Scott Mills comes back from the big One Direction interview that happened a little bit earlier. He's just texted me. So I text him saying, hurry up, you know, please get back as quickly as possible. I'm trying my best to make this seem like I know what I'm doing, but struggling slightly. And he texts me back, traffic ahoy, going to be a while. So I kind of feel like this might be the situation for maybe the next half hour or so, in which case I don't really know what we should be doing. Like, I'm tempted to bumble out a Wednesday right away, but it doesn't feel right doing it without him. Equally, I kind of suggested that maybe we could play a street song, but apparently that's going to cause all sorts of problems here. But I'm still keen to make it happen. So if you'd like to know, if you'd like me to play the streets, let me know. 81199. The other great thing is, I've discovered, because now I'm sitting on Scott's side of the desk, I've discovered all the different buttons that he's got around. And I've just discovered he's got a bed here. So, I mean, if you press this button, a bed called Mr. Disco Bumpy Plums, it happens. Look, check this out. But it's the fact it's called Mr. Disco Bumpy Plums which gets me. In other good news, I've discovered the echo here, so I can now hoo properly. Ready? Here we go. Hoo! And in breaking news... Oh, how do you turn it off? In other breaking news, I've also discovered the sound effects, which I can only imagine is a good thing. And this one. And this one. So I'm still not 100% sure what I'm going to do with them yet. But when the moment arises, I'm going to go for it. And seriously, thank you so much for all the messages of support that are coming in. Ben in Dorset. Andy on the Isle of Man. Samantha Harvey. And Josh and his tractor. Thank you so much for all the kind messages that you're sending in right now. So it's me, Chris Stark, up until Scott Mills gets back. Hopefully sometime soon, but enjoy the show.
All times I have laid in your life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lullaby, Professor Green, Tori Kelly here on BBC Radio 1. It's Chris Stark, up until the point where Scott Mills gets back. So Bumble O' Wednesday, it kind of feels like it should happen sometime soon. So... let's do it.
Amor de compre venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Just awkward. I don't know if we should do it. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right to me. Producer Chris, it doesn't feel right. Can we delay till Scott's back? It just suddenly nerves hit me.
Okay.
I can see the boss looking as well. I don't know if this is like a sackable offence if Scott's not here. Let's wait for Mills.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Coming up next is a girl called Soak. Her new song, Be a Nobody, is out now. Soak's an 18-year-old singer from Derry, Londonderry. She's got great support from Hugh Stevens, Fern Cotton and Phil Taggart, to name but a few. This is such a cool song. Soak, Be a Nobody, here on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
All right, I'm sorry I bottled Bumbleo Wednesday. I promise you we'll do it in a bit. It just feels like you're cheating. I don't know how much trouble this is going to land me in, but so many people want to hear The Streets. So I'm kind of keen. The Streets are my favourite. Please play them. That's James in Weymouth. Doing a top job, Chris. Only way to make this better is playing The Streets. My only problem is the news is coming up, so we're going to get away with as much as we can. Let's do it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, like the greatest moment in my life playing The Streets here on BBC Radio 1. What an honour. Still to come, we've got Bumbleo Wednesday. We will do it, hopefully within the next 20 minutes or so. Scott is still not back. We all expected him to be back about 20 minutes ago. He's still stuck in traffic and is texting me. But I asked him, I said to him, do you think I'm doing well at the moment, Mills? And he didn't really reply to it. So I don't really know what the situation is, but I've got to carry on without him. So yeah, Bumbleo Wednesday still to come. In fact, do you remember a while ago I said that I would read out his phone number if he didn't get back in time to do a link? Because do you remember he ran off to go to the toilet or something like that, never came back. I said I'd read out his phone number. So I was kind of told that, you know, the latest he will be is 2:30. And we've kind of gone past that point now. So I think it would be sensible to read out maybe the first 4 numbers of his... Can we do that? And then maybe just read out some for every song that he now doesn't arrive back in time to. Okay, where's my phone? Hang on. So, okay, grab a pen. So Scott Mills' phone number, 0796, right? And more... if he doesn't turn up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
He's got this ledge texting. By the way, we should give out one more number on Scott Mills' phone. He's not turned up yet. So it's the number 6. Okay, if you're writing this in your phone right now, the number 6. Mills.
Hello.
You all right?
Could you, like, not read out my phone number, please?
Okay. Are you on now? How do we do this?
I'll take over from here. Thanks, my darling.
There's a text for you.
I feel like waiting for Mills is like waiting for a royal baby. It's the whole we have no news thing. Doing a great job, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, do you remember that, when the royal baby wasn't coming?
Well, plenty more to come from here, of course. None of it news.
It's the same.
Oh, hang on, put me on.
Please. Hello?
Oh, Mills, I'm back round my side.
How you feeling?
I got to play the streets. I might as well admit it, because I know people would have tweeted you.
No, I saw that, yeah. Wow, that was...
We need to debrief, I feel.
That was an exciting day, right?
And well done with the One Direction interview, because it sounded like there was utter chaos.
It was chaos. It always kind of is with One Direction. But I'm glad I got the question in about winter girlfriends.
Mm.
That was good.
You'd be amazed how much you got out of them. Like, when you really go through the topics that were discussed, it's quite amazing.
It's kind of odd, because it all happens really quick, and it's a blur. You don't really know what you are.
Shall we break it down?
Yeah. Shall we play some nice Slipknot?
Let's do that, and then debrief, and then let's break it down.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's been so relaxing, and that's really helped. Slipknot, The Devil in I, on BBC Radio 1. Thanks for manning the fort.
Yeah, consider your fort manned.
Thank you. So is it all kind of business as usual now? I do the chart update at 3:30. I'm imagining some real or no real happens with Alice about 3:10.
Do I get acting up paid for this, by the way?
I don't think you do, no. Did you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it. I got to play the streets on Radio 1. It's a massive moment for me.
And I didn't realise you were actually pressing everything yourself.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was on.
Well done. Really good.
Proud father?
Yeah. Not father. I'd rather big brother. So, the One Direction interview is going round the world on social media right now. If you did miss it, or if you want to see a video, we did film it, I can tell you. And as soon as another man in traffic gets back here and we manage to put it on, we'll have it for you. But we did film it, so you can see their loveliness. I know there's a few... pictures going around on Twitter. There's me and Niall doing I can't even see you face.
I've not seen the pictures yet.
And just one of me and the lads together. But really nice of them to make us the first interview that they did of many today. And I got a yes. I can actually dance at the One Direction wedding. Zayn said so.
Can I really dance at your wedding? Perry said I could.
Wow. Yeah, you can.
And afterwards, it wasn't just for the interview. He was like, honestly, you actually can if you want to. I was like, do you know what? I probably won't.
What do you mean you probably won't? Of course you will.
Maybe the crab.
Obviously the crab. When you leave Strictly, that'll be the one thing that sticks, the crab. People will book you for gigs and stuff like that just to do the crab.
Okay, maybe... All right, then. You've twisted my arm. Okay, I will dance at Zayn and Perry's wedding.
That took a lot of twisting.
Good this brilliant new album.
Dancing and that.
On the dancings. Thank you very much.
So it's got to win.
It's got to win, yeah.
It's got to win.
That happened. It was blink and you miss it, but it happened. And who would believe that a multi-millionaire pop star, Zayn Malik, would have this ringtone and this phone?
No way.
Slightly upgraded, though. Upgraded.
You should have seen it. It's like the oldest phone in the world.
Why is he doing that, then?
I don't know. Maybe he just wants to... I don't know. Like, you would think he would have a brand new phone.
Mm.
But it's one that your mum would have. And also I asked them what makes you follow someone on Twitter, because that's so many people are like, please get them to follow me, please get them to follow me. So what is it?
I can say sometimes it's a bit unfair, because if somebody's drawn a really good piece of art, like, and they send it to you or whatever, that kind of catches your eye or something. Mm-hmm. But that's just me personally, I don't know.
Yeah, good drawing.
Harry.
Good drawing's always good.
I think the same. It's just some of them, you know, sometimes someone just writes you a nice little polite tweet. Uh-huh. But then, like, you know what? Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
actually.
That's how random it is.
Mm.
And then the killer question.
Have any of you ever got a girlfriend just for the winter?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I just thought I'd point it in.
Not on purpose.
On purpose. You know, because it's like it gets
like
colder,
like cold
it's Christmas,
winter.
You need someone to cuddle.
It's darker.
Oh, it's darker. Lamp.
It's an interesting thought process.
Has that ever happened to any of you? Zayn, sorry.
No.
Who's written that question? Is that one of yours, Scott? Or
might be.
Yeah.
What, as in,
that is bizarre,
what, as in you aim to just have the girlfriend for the winter?
And then when it gets a bit, like,
I think
warm.
I don't think
does it get too hot for a girlfriend? I don't know.
Well, you just think, do you know what? I don't think I'm going to get enough Christmas presents this year.
That's exactly
first day of
girlfriend,
spring.
So I get
see you later.
Niall, do you want anything to add?
No, I don't. I've never done that.
Actually, listening back to it now, yeah, there's quite a lot of stuff going on.
Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wednesday afternoon means real or no real with Alice Levine.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. How are you?
Very good. What are you two up to? Doing a radio show.
Yeah, doing a radio show. Once in four weekdays.
Oh, thanks, yeah. I'll give it a listen.
Alice, you're very orange today.
I know, everybody keeps saying this to me. This man in the lift on the way up went, do you always match your jacket to your hair?
The hair really does match the
I think an 80-year-old was trying to get it on with me.
The hair does... What do you mean?
Matches the cuffs. Look, she's wearing an orange jacket and hair.
I hate you, Chris Stark.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
Nicholas Winding Refn, the director of the film Drive, can't drive.
Yeah, I mean, that's not an unreasonable thing. This sounds like it should be shocking, but I don't
see why
it is. I feel
like her name's an innuendo bingo. I almost laughed at the name.
Winding Refn.
Nicholas Winding Refn.
Mm. Nicholas Winding Refn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not a requisite, is it? You don't have to be able to work on the film Drive, do you?
Not really.
No. I mean, just because the film title has something... I mean, you don't need to fly to be in...
Brilliant.
Superman.
Such a good example.
Superman. Yes, exactly. Good shout. You don't need to be able to drive a boat to be in Titanic.
Again, none of these titles have that word in, but yeah, sure. Great.
It'd be quite crap if Ryan Gosling couldn't drive, though.
Why?
Well, because he's in it.
And doesn't he drive in it? So yeah, surely he can drive.
There must be actors, though, that can't drive but have to drive in films.
No.
Yeah, there must be.
But how legally could they do that?
No, but that's acting, Alice. That's the whole point. They have to pretend to be able to drive. They've got to try and make it look convincing.
Get body doubles, don't they?
No, but I mean, are you allowed to drive in a film if you're not legally allowed to drive in the world?
Great question.
That's an amazing question.
Because I imagine you're allowed to do surgery, even though you're not a doctor... But they don't probably use an actual human and do real surgery. I'm kind of having an internal monologue aloud
now. It's a really interesting debate that we're having here. Should you be allowed to drive if you can't legally drive outside?
I think not.
In the real world.
But when you're driving in a film, isn't the car on the back of a lorry?
I thought it was static and you just turn the wheel and then they just put loads of stuff racing past you as if you're moving. But is that from 1950s films?
I think so.
But then this is even more of a problem because I assume the person driving the van would be the director, who in this case can't drive. Which
no,
would
the
be
person driving
illegal.
The van wouldn't be...
You don't double up as driver and director.
No, that's a separate job.
It depends what the budget is for the film.
Well, have you never... your producer and the guy that gets the coffee.
Have you never seen film credits? They go on for hours.
I've not seen Drive. See, that's the problem here.
It's a big budget a big film.
But you've seen a film.
So tomorrow night, BBC Three, 10 o'clock, Zayn has put a whole new soundtrack on the film Drive. Watch it, BBC Three, tomorrow night. But can the director of Drive, real or no real?
Alice?
I think she can't drive. So
he, Nicholas.
Where'd you get she from?
Oh, yes. I think it can't drive. I'm saying real.
No real.
That one is real.
Can't drive.
I don't drive a car. I have no interest in cars.
Can't drive.
Nope.
There you go.
And next. Billie Piper has told her Twitter followers that she spent all of Sunday with her housekeeper going through 10 bags of recycling after she accidentally threw away the piece of paper on which she'd written her iCloud password.
Oh, no.
Lol, has she got a housekeeper?
Housekeeper. There's a few things to pick up on that, real or no.
So down to earth, just going through her own recycling with her housekeeper.
So the worry is she's written down all her passwords. Suddenly she realises, oh, God, I've thrown away the iCloud password. Someone's going to get that and have access to all my photos and videos.
Doesn't she write them down like mums and dads do, where you write, Mr. Pin? Or,
Yeah, you say
Mrs. iCloud with the digits next to it.
It's true. Try and disguise it in the phone.
Yeah. Also, what's she so worried about?
Oh, leaky. Picky-pickies.
I know it. Yes, true.
So what do we think? Was her iCloud password in one of those 10 bags of recycling? Did this actually happen?
If it was, why would you tell everybody so that they would come round to your house and rifle through it and find it?
Real or no real?
Surely not. I don't know why she would say this. That's the thing that's troubling me here. So no real.
I think she's quite private, so I think no real.
That one is no real.
Yep, made up. Billie Piper is actually very secure about all her passwords and pins. So please, no one be going around Billie Piper's house. How about this one, though?
While on tour in 2012, all of the members of One Direction had to be tested for chlamydia after being urinated on by a koala.
Okay. So the chlamydia thing isn't a prerequisite of being in a boy band. You know, with sports stars, every now and then you get tested for drugs.
Yeah.
If you're in a boy band...
They don't test all boy bands for chlamydia, no.
Right, okay. So, but because that's what I was thinking up until the point you dropped
the
koala
fact. On the spot screening before yes. they go on like at Wembley and stuff.
Yeah.
We've lost Niall. Yeah. In theory.
Or an X Factor. We've had to get rid of Stereo Kicks because chlamydia.
Yeah. But then you threw this koala line in, which yeah. has confused me greatly. So can you pick up chlamydia from a koala bear?
I know koalas are a bit dutty for that.
Are they?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, this is two real or no real facts in one here.
What, so koalas, they love it, do they?
They love it. And I think somehow, yeah, you can catch it. But I didn't know if they peed on you.
So a lot to take in on this one. But when on tour... Did all of One Direction get tested for chlamydia because they got weed on by a koala?
That would be a big wee if they weed on the entire One Direction. Yeah. That's five grown men.
Yeah, that would suggest they're all stood there just taking it. they haven't seen one getting weed on. They've stood there yeah. as a
you'd
group.
You'd see Nate, like Zayn get like splashed and you'd duck for cover, wouldn't you? But yeah. they're just
no, but that's
there.
That's how loyal they are. That's why their fans love them.
What, because they'll get weed on for one another?
Yeah. Yes. Then they'll stick together throughout. So if what Alice is saying is true, the koalas do get this you know...
Disease.
So this is conceivable. One Direction travel the world. They must have held a koala at some point and been weed on. Mm. So I'm gonna go real on this, but this is incredible if real.
I think there's so many pitfalls to this that I've misremembered, but I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh,
that's
yes.
huge.
They visited an animal sanctuary and held the animals when they were on their world tour. They didn't realise until it was too late that there was something nasty going around at the zoo.
Really?
And then they got weed on by a koala, so it all had to be tested.
Worst day out for 1D ever.
Ever.
And what were the results?
Negative.
Negative. Is that good or bad? I never know.
Well, you don't really want chlamydia.
Well, I never know.
You didn't know if you meant in like a kind of general sense, like negative results.
Yeah, what do you mean?
If you receive a negative result, it means you've got chlamydia.
No, negative means you're fine.
I'm never sure.
What, don't get that mixed up.
Did you think if it said positive, it's good news?
Well, I can't tell if positive is good, it means you've got chlamydia, or positive news, yeah.
No,
positive.
See what
I mean?
Means you've got it.
Right.
Negative means you haven't.
Right.
Do you need to go make a call?
I need to check things.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Only joking.
Sure. And at the end of that,
I got 20, Alice got 30.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Alice, your show's on 1 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday.
I know, 2 days a week. It must be a clerical error. I don't know what's gone wrong.
Make sure you listen. Alice Levine, 1 p.m. Saturday. Thank you, my love.
Oh, thank you, my darling.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Wow, a lot's happened today, isn't it? Bruno Mars and Treasure. I can't even tease you with it, with the bumble. I'm going to go straight in. Whoa!
Huge.
There it is. Bumbleo Wednesday is on! But where are you bumbleoing? Tweet at BBCR1. Text 81199.
It's later than ever, this.
I know. It's a bit like when One Direction turn up a bit later, though. It makes them want it more. Yeah. Wow, Ruth in Canterbury straight on it, busting for the loo, but she's going to wait till the end of Bumbleo Wednesday. Good. Halfway through the week, yes!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those were the best bits of Wednesday's show. We're back on tomorrow, 1 p.m. on Radio 1 with Innuendo Bingo 145.
BBC Radio 1.